In one of the earliest built areas of Yuanming Yuan, called A Painting of Natural Scenery, stood the Hall of the Five Blessings. Many members of the imperial family spent their childhoods here. The Kangxi Emperor bestowed the name when the Yongzheng Emperor had not yet ascended the throne, to symbolize the desirability of longevity, well-being, and morality. In 1784, the Qianlong Emperor joyfully welcomed a great-great-grandson. To celebrate the felicity of having five generations in the family, he extended the name to the Hall of the Five Blessings and Five Generations. This title was made into plaques and put up not only in Yuanming Yuan, but also in the Forbidden City and the Mountain Estate for escaping the heat. So great was the Qianlong Emperor's delight in family happiness. The Qianlong Emperor's 15th son, Yongyan, who later became the Jiaqing Emperor, was born in the area of Yuanming Yuan called Heaven and Earth, United in Spring. Later, he lived in a painting of natural scenery, which was previously known as the Bamboo Garden. Look at the painting in front of you. The young Yongyan and his adoptive mother, Consort Qing, stand at the window of a pavilion. Behind them is another window through which you can see bamboos, peonies, and ornamental rocks that resemble the landscape of a painting of natural scenery. It is very possible that this painting depicts a scene from the Jiaqing Emperor's childhood in the Hall of the Five Blessings. After Yongyan ascended the throne, he expanded the Garden of Gorgeous Spring. By 1814, the garden had more than 20 named landscape scenes and over 100 architectural structures hung with plaques. When the expansion was finally completed, this garden and two others, the Garden of Perfect Brightness and the Garden of Eternal Spring, finally became a single entity after more than a century of construction, under the name of Yuanming Yuan.